Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. Oh, the way that God loves me. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
God loves me.
The way that God loves
me. But I bathed in the mire, submerged myself in the decay of the world, making bad decisions over and over again, drenching my pillow with tears again, thinking the void could be filled by a man, a man who blackened my eyes, demolished my pride, as he daily belittled my self-esteem. With each raise of his hands, I had to muffle a scream. But I don't have to stay here, trapped in my pain here. My Redeemer conquered death, hell, and the grave. Yahweh lives, so my soul can be saved.
The way that God loves me, yeah, the way that God loves me, the way that God loves me, why do I keep doing this to myself, giving my heart to someone else? Who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
I can rise from the dark clouds that were weighing me down, shake off the chains that were keeping me bound. I can use my broken pieces to encourage someone else, speak life to a situation, release my brother, my sister from a state of depression. Cause you don't have to stay here, trapped in your pain here. Jehovah lives. You too can be saved.
Why do I doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. The way that God loves me.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to each and every one of you, wherever you are listening in this world. Welcome to another segment of the Sunday Morning Inspiration with me, your host, C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. the Mediator and Shiro, right here at our Ground Zero. I want to welcome you wherever you are listening in this world, whatever country, if you're listening on our various players throughout the internet. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am so elated that you have chosen to spend your Sunday morning here, or afternoon or evening here with us. Thank you, thank you, thank you a million plus times over to infinity. We're going to jump into our program today. Welcome to those of you over in our chat room. Simon, of course, my wonderful friend from the United Kingdom, and Guest number two, guest number four. Let's see if anyone else has joined me over there. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome. Welcome to all of our guests here in our call query who are listening live via phone. Thank you so much for being here. For those of you who may be new, because I do see some new numbers and I don't know who our guests signing in are, so let me give you a quick overview of how our show flows. We start off with some greetings and salutations and some analytics and things like that about our listenership. And then we jump into our time of meditation and inspiration, our time of stress relief and release. For that, I ask that you are in a lying or seated position because our eyes are closed for our breathing exercises so that we can release everything that has been holding us back in the last week, day, moment, minute, or beyond. So while you prepare to do that, I just want to continue to give you some brief announcements. Again, last week, our listenership for the last 7 days, the United States of America, the United Kingdom, Canada, Brazil, and it said Italy, but our honorable mention goes to Spain, who had a higher listenership than Italy. So I'm not too sure how they are breaking that down, but big shout out to the United States of America, the UK, Canada, Brazil, Italy, and Spain this week, for last week. And our listenership, as far as breakdown, we had 58.70% male and 41.30 female. So again, and as far as our highest age bracket, I believe it was from 51 to 64 last week. So the 50 plus are winning out this week, and next in line was, I believe, 30 to 42 or something like that. So welcome, everyone. Of course, we have listenerships through all age groups, but these were the countries and the age groups and the demographics that broke down our major listenership for the past 7 days. So right now, you all should be prepared for our stress relief and release exercises. You should be in a lying or seated position. Once we are done with this, we will jump right into our program. So again, let's put on our music. No one should be standing for this. I don't want anyone to get hurt. And of course, during our programs, if you hear moments of silence, hopefully they're not because of any technical difficulties, those are the times that I give you to reflect upon what had been discussed up to that moment so that you can apply it to any time or moment in your lives. And if you know that our programs will help the lives of others, please share them as much as you can, because it is my hope that my words, my programs, will be able to touch as many parts of the world as they can. And even after my time is over, these shows are here in the archives for many, many years. So hopefully my insight and my words will be able to help people long after my time here on this earth is up. That is my hope and prayer for my life's mission. And Lord willing, I will continue to work towards accomplishing that. So eyes closed, lying or seated positions. Let's start our breathing exercises. Follow me. Let's inhale. Now exhale slowly. One more time. Inhale. Exhale slowly. One more time with me. Inhale. Now exhale slowly. Other than my diehard students and followers who love to keep notes as I am speaking, for those of you, I want you to continue your breathing exercises. Take this time out for you. This is your time to heal. This is your time to refresh, regroup, regenerate, rethink in some cases, to prepare your new plan and put it into perspective. So today is all about thankful versus thanks for. It's still a part of our Know Thy Worth series for 2017. You know, we're still on course to get our lives in order to go into the new year with a new outlook and higher expectations. Closer to the end of the year, we'll be speaking about those higher expectations. It is okay for you to expect more from yourself and others. It is okay, and we'll be talking about that closer to the end of this year and our season, of course. So we made it through another Thanksgiving here in the United States. Many were in the company of family and other friends they have not spoken to or seen since the holiday last year. You know, I was watching the local news, and they were asking folks what they were thankful for. Both young and old said things like good food and drink, being out of school and such, you know, things like that. But to make a long story shorter, today I want to talk about being thankful versus saying thanks for. There's a huge difference that could make a major impact on our lives. And for those of you who heard that moment of silence, that's what I was speaking about. I'll stop talking, and that was just the test run to get sure that Love Live broadcast to make sure that you were ready and that you were paying attention, because sometimes one thing that I've noticed over the years is that so many people, they show up and they will clap and they'll yell and they'll act like they know what's going on. And then the minute that a flash question comes along, what did I just discuss? Nobody can answer that question, because a lot of people like the hype of being in the moment, but they're not really involved with what is going on the way that they should be. So again, sometimes I'll do that just to catch your attention and bring you back to ground level. And when we're at ground level, we're not at rock bottom. We are on solid ground, and in order for us to propel ourselves forward, we have to be prepared. So that's what these programs are about. And for you to become prepared, you have to be involved. You have to be paying attention. You have to be listening. You have to be right here in this moment. You have to know what's going on. You have to take those notes. You have to come back and re-listen to the program to get what you may have missed during the live session. This is what you have to do. Just showing up does not mean that you are prepared to move forward. It means that you're just showing up. You're just taking up space. You're just being here. And although I'm very thankful for your presence, if you're not going to be serious about what you're doing or you're not going to be proactive, I want to thank you for coming. But you're not ready for this level. There are plenty of programs and people out there who will welcome you in, tell you everything that they know that you want to hear, take your money, and then send you on your merry way. Until the next time you come back, when you want to hear those lies that you want to hear, not the things that you need to hear for you to move forward. That's why I say this. I'm thankful to show up. But I want to thank you for coming. But if you're not ready to be proactive, then this is not the program for you. It's just not. This is not the place that you need to be at this time in your life. And as I've said a million times before, I'm glad that you're here. I really am. For those of you, if you're having problems with the chat room, please refresh your browser. Once again, these chat rooms seem to be giving me a fit today. It took me a while to even get in. I've just refreshed and opened a new chat room so that you will be able to log back in and take part in our conversation. And if you do have something that you want to share and the chat room is being disrespectful to us again this week, you can always give us a call at 646-478-4726 or Skype in if you have Skype, and I will be sure to bring you on air. Welcome, guest number 5. Thank you for coming back online with us. It would appear that the current chat room is working right now. So let's get back to our program. This week's inspiration, being thankful is not a one-day expression. It is a daily part of living and life. Let me say that again. This is this week's inspiration. Being thankful is not a one-day expression. It is a daily part of living and life. This week's verse comes from 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Let me say this again. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And many of you have sent me messages asking me, am I a minister, a preacher, or some person of the cloth? The answer to that is a resounding no. I am not. That is not what I feel as though my calling is. I've read many books, and I am so infatuated with the Bible because there's so many stories in there and so many verses and things that we can apply to the here and now, to everyday life. Hello again, Simon. Thank you so much for finding your way back into our chat room. I'm so glad that you did. For those of you who don't know Simon, he had visited a couple weeks ago, I guess, and he's been here ever since. He is my friend from the UK. He is wonderful, very much so a participant in our programs and such a supporter for me and all that I do, not just here, but he has supported me on my professional fan pages on social media. He's very active, very supportive. He is my personal inspiration from afar, and for that I'd like to thank him for that. And this is what being a human being is about, people. This is what being out here to help others is all about. We work together. We come together to motivate, encourage, and inspire one another. We don't have to be in the same continent to support one another, to communicate with one another, to stay involved. This is the types of things that I am thankful for each and every day. These are the things that I'm thankful for. Now, I could say at the end of every show, thanks for being here. You know, it's cold, it's callous, it's not very warm and inviting for a show whose mother show is called Healing Through Hurt. So we have to understand what we are going through and all of these things and what it will take for us to become one people, one race, the human race, and for us to work together to help one another. So that's what the Know Thy Worth series is all about for this year. So I found a site to try to explain the differences in thankful, gratitude, things of that nature. So thank is a transitive verb. In other words, it's a verb that takes an object. It means to express a feeling of gratitude. I thank you for being here. Thank you for giving me that advice. Thanks is the noun form of thank. It means gratitude. It's used like, I want to give thanks. He gives thanks. We give thanks for being here. You can also say thanks, of course, when someone does something nice for you. You can also say thank you. It's not that hard of a thing. Some people refuse to do it. They actually have convinced themselves that if they didn't ask someone to do something nice for them, they don't have to thank them. And you know what? I'm not here to talk about anybody's personal feelings. I'm here to give this word and to allow each and every person listening to it to apply it however they may within their lives and to suggest it to the lives of others who they think may benefit from it. And gratitude is a noun that means the quality of being thankful. You know, it's like I said, I feel a lot of gratitude for Simon's kindness, for his continued support. And I'm so grateful for it, which brings us to grateful. It's an adjectival form of gratitude. I feel grateful for his kindness. And gracious is also related, but it means courteous, kind, and pleasant. So when, as I said, this past Thursday was Thanksgiving here in the United States, and for so many people, some people don't even understand what the history of Thanksgiving is and or why they're actually celebrating it with people that they see once a year when they're cooking all of this food. And some people cook because they like all of the accolades and things like that. Some people cook because they love seeing their family and friends and they wish they could do it more. But this is the one time of year when people are off from work and they actually have time to come together. I understand that too. But when we are thankful, you know, we want to say thanks for the memories. Thanks for a good time. Thanks for a great event. Thanks for a great meal. Thanks for a ride. Thanks for a good dinner. Thanks for picking up the phone. Thanks for, thank you, thank you. When someone does something nice to you, you say thank you. When you're thankful, it goes so much deeper than that. When you're those of us who have were born into the world with health conditions or pre-existing conditions or things like that, you tend to be thankful for waking up in the morning knowing that your condition could take you out in your sleep. You're thankful for having another chance to get things right. See, so many of us don't understand that when we're thankful, we are thankful for all of the little things that give us meaning. Meanings for living. It gives us purpose for living. Someone says thank you. I've said thank you to a million people, and today I can't tell you each and every one that I've said thank you to in the last 2 weeks. Someone does have a thank you. Thank you. Whether they say you're welcome back or not, that's a show for another day. Thank you. Thank you, and you keep it moving because it's an expression of courtesy. More so than anything nowadays, it's an expression of courtesy. But when you are thankful, how about this? How many of you wake up every morning and you're thankful for air? You're thankful for that thing that gives us life, that helps us to breathe. And for those of us who are asthmatics and things, we're very thankful that our lungs even open for us to be able to breathe at all. Even in a world full of air, when you have asthma or other lung conditions, even that breathing, no matter how much air is around you, sometimes it's very hard for us to get that air into our lungs. So we are thankful for all of the medications or things. We don't say thanks. We're thankful. Simon over in our chat room, he says, great to be able to cook. And he says, far too many don't know what basic courtesy is. And that's the truth. So many people don't know what basic courtesy is. And I've done plenty of shows on another issue, a little bit off topic, but when people say love you, what? Love is not something you can just say. Love is something that is expressed, that is shown, it is proven. It's not something where you can say it and run. I have a family member always in love you, love you, love you. What on earth does that mean? Love you, L-U-B-B or L-U-B. And next thing you know, they're doing something hurtful to you. Because there's a big difference. There's a huge difference between love, saying it, and love, expressing it and proving it. There's a huge difference. I need you all to understand this. There is a huge difference between saying thank you and for being thankful. Huge difference. This is that time that I give you. This is that time that I give you to understand there's a difference, people. When you're thankful, your life has meaning. It has purpose. You wake up in the morning not thinking about yourself, but thinking about how you can make a difference in this world for others. When you are thankful for the basic things or for the things that people take for granted that are a gift, when you wake up and you are thankful for that, that's when you wake up and you think about others instead of yourself. When you say, thanks for giving me this, thank you for doing that for me, thank you for being there for me, thank you for helping me, thank you for this great meal that you let me have, thank you for this extra plate of food you told me to take home, thank you for this. Everything is about you. Everything is about you. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. Thank you for helping me. Thank you for doing for me. Thank you for giving to me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for liking me. Me, 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 me. And I'm not saying anything about the word thankful itself. You can thank people all day, but it goes deeper than just saying thank you. You have to be thankful for something. And when we look at the history of Thanksgiving, when those people had come here on the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria, and they meant to natives, and they took their land and blah, 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 and they brought a bunch of people in the bowels of those ships to be their workers and their slaves and blah, 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 and now everyone comes together on this commercialized holiday to be thankful for what? So technically, people are giving thanks to other people for bringing them in the bowels of the ships to use them as slaves. Thank you. But when you're thankful, people, please don't read into what I'm saying incorrectly. I need you to understand the point that I'm trying to make. When you are thankful, yes, you can come together every year on that same time, but instead of you falling for the commercial hype, come together because you miss your family. You miss your friends. You miss that time where you all can talk face to face and you're not all walking around with those electronic devices in your hand talking to each other over a computer or some type of electronics where you can look in each other's eyes and you can hug each other when they come in the door and you can sit down and you can laugh and joke and have a good time because you are thankful for that small moment in time when you are with those that you love who you may not be able to see. Some people come in from out of town. I don't usually listen to the news, so I don't know how many deaths there were over this weekend just yet. But every time when they start to hit that road, I'm praying that the idiots out there who are waiting to cause an accident, who don't care about anybody but themselves, when they are out there, I pray that everyone is safe out of their way. Let them make it through so that they're not harming themselves and others. I hope that everyone manages to make it to their destinations and back home safely and soundly. That is what I pray for. Every year it gets harder and harder for me to think about how dysfunctional my family is. I've separated from them. And it's not the fact that I miss any of them. I miss being able to cook for my children. I miss being able to hug my grandchildren. That is what I miss. I miss my immediate family coming together. The rest, they have proven themselves for all of the years of my life that I will never win with them. So I remove myself from a bad situation, and I am more content and happy and at peace about that. I'm thankful that God gave me the wherewithal to be able to do what I didn't want to do for so many years of my life, which was walk away. And if you all don't believe that God doesn't intend for you to stay in bad situations and he's giving you all of the reasons for you to leave, you're making the choice to stay. And sometimes, people, we need to make those hard decisions. We need to walk away from everything and everyone who's hurting us. God did not put us on this land to be hurt every single day of our lives, to go out to family functions knowing that people are looking at you with the side eye because of what somebody said, and they're too stupid, and I say it again, stupid, and ignorant to think that maybe the people that they're listening to are lying to them. This is what continually causes problems. This is why when some families get together and they start talking they're crazy, next thing you know, they are a headline on the local news or world news for doing something and harming each other. Why? Because we're coming together for all the wrong reasons. We're not thankful. Thanks for inviting us over. Again, thank you for inviting us over. Thank you for this plate of food. Thank you for this liquor, which tends to start trouble. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. Thank you for me, for giving something to me. And then you have one family member to say something really foolish, and then it sets off one or more people. You end up on the news. A few years ago, somebody got shot at a family function. Why? Because he took the last piece of chicken. So you came there giving thanks for some chicken. You weren't enjoying the moment. It's not about having that plate of food. You can go and get some food. If you're that hungry, get some chicken on your way home somewhere. Or make sure that you have some at home the day before when places open where you can buy some. I go out to these things because I used to love to see my family. The same family that I grew up in was told that they were the credence of the earth, and I was conditioned to be afraid of them because certain people didn't want me to have any interaction with them whatsoever. So I need you to understand there's a huge difference when you're thankful opposed to just when you're thanking people for doing for you, for giving to you. There is a huge difference. When you are thankful, it means more than that plate of food. It means more than that cup of liquor. It means more. It means so much more than all of those things that pacify you. When you're thankful, I could sit in that corner with some juice or something, if I'm thirsty or something, or even water, if I'm that thirsty, it doesn't matter what I'm drinking. I don't drink alcohol and all of that, but I can sit in that corner and just be in love with watching the young children who I haven't seen since they were babies. You know, years ago when I got married, it was like a family reunion, and the main song that I wanted the DJ to play was Family Reunion. Because by then, something in my spirit, you know, there was something that was not sitting right, even on my wedding day. But my family was together there. And all of the siblings, almost all of my father's children and I and my brother, we were all together, and we took a picture together with all of us. The sister that we never knew from down south was there. She and her husband, we all took a picture together. I try to call her as much as I can. I need to get in contact with her. Our schedules just aren't jiving. I know she goes to bed early, but I try my best to reach out to her as much as I can. But right now, with working two separate jobs, running the foundation, and in law school full-time, I don't have too much time for myself. My grandson, he knows how to find me. He'll call me at work. He doesn't care. He just doesn't care. He's like, I pick up the phone, say my salutations. I hear, hi. I know right then and there. It's my grandson. And then I tell you all the stories. So he called me a month or so ago, and I usually give my salutation. He says, hi, and I say, hi, grandson, and all of this. Well, he called me a few weeks ago, and it just so happens that I looked at my call ID, and I saw that it was him, and I picked up the phone. I said, hi, grandson. And he said, oh, so you do know my number. I said, well, yeah, when I look at the screen and I see that it's you. He said, well, this is a problem. We'll have to try this again. Well, he didn't like the fact that I didn't give my usual hello and the whole nine yards, so he hung up. And I said, did he just hang up on me? So my grandson calls me back, and I'm like, you know, give my son, hi, this is Maria. Da, 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 da. He gets, hi. And I said, hi, grandson. He said, that's much better. It's the little things that happen that I'm thankful for. Those are the things that are priceless to me in this world, that God let me grow to the point where I could grow up and get out there, and then I have grandchildren now. And they are my heart that keeps me beating. When I was sick a few years ago, the last people on my mind were my grandchildren. That's who I was remembering when I took that last breath. That's who I remembered when I took the new breath in, when God sent me back here to finish whatever this mission is that I'm on or that I'm supposed to complete. Each week that I'm here, I'm like, well, I guess this is part of my mission. All I can tell you is that it was not my time to be on the other side. And trust me, for those of you, if you're not living right, you want to see it. And so many of you who think that you're going to see it, you won't. And so many of you who call yourselves Christians, you're not even close to seeing that other side. Going to church on Sunday, sitting on the front row, being a sinner, you know, Monday through Saturday doesn't make you a good person. It's going to find your way into those pearly gates or whatever your other side is going to look like. No, we all don't see the same thing on the other side. We all don't go there the same way because there was no tunnel for me. I went to sleep and I woke up in a beautiful place, and that peace that surpassed all understanding, scribe, that peace that surpasses all understanding. No words can describe it, none. When you don't have a care in the world and every care that you had was gone, I've never felt that way on this side. And I'll tell anybody, guess what? I'm still the same me. It didn't matter what side it was on. When that voice told me I had to come back here, I was defiant. I was like, why'd you bring me here? What is this? Why am I here? I've come to peace with the fact that I won't see my babies grow up. I won't be there to ever hug them again. I won't be there for a lot of A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And now you bring me here, you give me this feeling of the peace that surpasses all understanding I've heard about my entire life. And then you tell me that I can't cross over. I have to go back. Why? And after I got done with my rant, and I can tell you the great I am, the universe, whatever you want to call it, it's very patient. Lord knows, let me finish my rant. Then I was like, okay, and then I listened to the rest of the instructions. When I go back, I had to get up and get myself to serious medical attention and do whatever I had to do. And let me tell you something, when you're lying out on the floor and you take in that breath, that gift of breath, that gift of a second chance, that gift of life, when you take that air in and it makes your body jolt forward. I didn't have a choice but to come back and be a better person than I was in my last life. And let me tell you all something about that. In the end, what I've heard all my life and all of this, I was waiting for that. I said, well, I can't be dying or anything. My life isn't flashing before me unless it was pretty boring, and I'm pretty sure it wasn't because I've done some things in my life that I wasn't very proud of. Nobody's perfect on this earth. In the moment when I was doing it, you know, I did what I wanted or had to do at that particular moment. But, hey, nobody's perfect. And these are the people that when we can tell you these things and we can come out here and we can say, hey, but life moves on. It's what you do today. It's not what you did yesterday or 10, 15, 20, 25 years ago. It's what you're doing from the here and now and beyond that really matters. We all have that chance at redemption. We all have that chance to be thankful for that second chance, to be thankful that we woke up this morning in our right minds, be thankful for our good health or for health that's good enough to that we can keep going and it's not impeding us from doing the things that we love or want to do. Some of us, we may not be able to go for that marathon run, but we can go for a walk around the neighborhood and listen to the birds and breathe in that crisp, cold air right now because it's winter here or fall or whatever season we're in. But We can do that. These are the things that we're thankful for, that we need to learn how to not take for granted, not to take lightly. These are the things that we need to be thankful for, because these are the things that matter. Are you with me today? Are you listening today? What are you thankful for? What are you thankful for? Tell me. Some of you may need to think about it for a few moments, and that's another thing. You know what you should say thank you for, but you don't know what you're thankful for. I was thankful. I said, thank you, Lord, for giving me that new car. Not even 5 months old. Daggone Rodney Raccoon walks out in front of me, tears up the front grill of my car. Fat raccoon. And in that moment, and I don't know, I think I shared this a few weeks ago. I didn't get upset years ago. I would have been upset. I would have been crying. My blood pressure would have shot up, probably would have given me a stroke. I was calm and cool, and I said, wow, one thing that I tell people is that when I had come back from that other side, a part of me didn't come back with me. And I felt differently, and I still do. But what I have now that I did not have before is that because I couldn't stay on that other side, one of the things that was sent back with me was that peace. Peace. Now, over in our show chat room, Simon writes that he's thankful for friends and food. And let me say this about most people. Most people eat themselves sick on Thanksgiving Day. You don't eat like that any other day of the year, but you eat yourself sick on Thanksgiving. You know, there are days when I eat once a day. There are days when I eat twice a day. And people, oh, no, you shouldn't do that. I was talking to someone, I can't remember who, but they discovered that all the things that their doctor was telling them, I believe it was a coworker, Susie Q, is what I call her. And she was sharing that, you know, they say do this, do that. The doctors tell you this and that. But when she learned her body for herself, and she knows all the things that the doctor was telling, didn't really work well. So she had to learn how to make it work for her, to make her feel better. Because the way the doctor was telling her was making her feel very badly. And I could relate to that because there are sometimes doctors are, well, you know, this and that and the other. No, it's not working for me. Our body has natural functions and things, and each of us is different. It's not what they learn. Yes, there's some general things. We all have a heart. For most of us have a heart. We have brain stems. We have blood flowing through veins, and we have a heart that the blood and blood pumps the oxygen. That's the main things. Those are the general things. But each of us may respond differently. That's why they have drug tests and things of that. The way that I may respond, there's a drug out there called clindamycin. I can't take that. It breaks me out in hives. I could take one dose of that, and then I have all of these little prickly, funny-looking red bumps on my darker-hued skin. And I'm like, okay, I'm not feeling too hot. And in the same breath, when I have certain conditions, clindamycin is one of the few medications that will clear up the condition. So as they say, what is it, the benefits outweigh the risk? That's what they say sometimes. But you know what, I'm thankful for the fact that I know how to read books and learn up on things for myself and figure out what is going on and why I don't feel well and all of these things. I am thankful for that, for having that knowledge and that mind to know how to do research and to know how to move on and to look forward and to see what works for me. Just the other day, a coworker said he never had figured out that I had 4 grandchildren and that I'm out here doing so many things. And so many people are like, my God, you work here. Don't you do some other stuff out of it? Well, yes, I speak. I run a foundation, a nonprofit. And I'm in law school full time. There's no part time. And I'm on a fast track. I go all year round. So there is no rest for the weary. So right now I'm thankful for my loving family. I'm thankful for the fact that when I do have those precious moments to talk to my grandchildren. And the other day, my daughter-in-law got on the phone. What we've talked a couple times this year. But when we do, we make the best of it. Or I like to think that we make the best of it. So the bottom line is simple. I was thankful for those small, precious, stolen moments. That I have homework to do, I have housework to do, I have a business to run, I have shows to put together, I have schedulings to do, I have phone calls to return. This is my calling on this earth. This is the task that the universe assigned to me. Simon goes on to say he's thankful for a roof over his head. Do you see how many people in this world are living in cardboard houses, literally? They're made out of cardboard. And I'm pretty sure that in these countries it rains and they have other problems. And the children still play in the street and they laugh and they are as happy as they can be. Bones showing through their skin and they are as happy as they can be. And then here some of us are. Taking life and living and the simple things for granted. We're not thankful. We want to thank some people for doing certain things for us or providing certain things to us, but we're not a thankful people. And until we understand the art of being thankful, many of us and more of us are going to start to lose those things that we thank people for providing to us, like a badly written script, but we're not thankful for, because we take all of those things for granted. That's what the day's show is all about. Trust me, when you start to be thankful and you start to put others before yourself, the way that you feel from the inside out changes. Your sleep at night becomes more calm. Does. And as Simon said, to have friends and even family, real family. Let me tell you all something about family. Family doesn't necessarily mean that you're connected by DNA. Family are those people who uplift, encourage, inspire you, support you, believe in you. Don't take one side of a story and attack you based on one side of anything. Those people who give you a chance and those people who realize that we are all human and we may make mistakes, but they know how to help you brush yourself off so that you can pick up where you left off and keep it moving. That's what family is. Friends, true friends, are those people that you don't need to see from year to year to year, and you could pick up where you left off when you do see each other. I spoke about it a few weeks ago. A friend of mine of over 40 years, we got together for lunch for the first time in years. We had the waitress take our picture and all of that, and we were sitting there for hours and hours, and we hugged each other, and we hugged each other again before we left, and we hugged each other again. Hours. I say hours. That's what friendship is. Those fair-weather friends are those friends that smile on your face and talk about you behind your back and do all of this. They're not friends. They may be honest enemies, or frenemies, but they're not a friend. I did a piece in a show a while ago. I said that I'd rather drink a warm cup of truth, tall glass of liquid lies. I would rather share that warm cup of truth with a frenemy than to have that tall, cold glass of liquid lies with a fake friend. So when you have good friends, you be thankful for them. My circle of friends is very small. I have tons of associates. I have millions of supporters and followers, literally. If every supporter gave me $1, I'd be in that 1.5% right about now. So I need you all to understand there is a difference. When you are thankful, you see life differently. You appreciate life more. You are more willing to do for others. When you just want to say thanks for everything, that's when people are doing things for you. And you don't want to share that spotlight with anyone, usually. Thanks for doing for me, me, me. If you try to bring in other people, that means that whatever you're thankful for may have to be cut in half. You may have to share that blessing with someone else. You don't want to do that. So that's the difference in being thankful and saying thank you for. Total difference there. It's your time now to think about all of this while I tell you how you can get involved with us and our programs. Over on social media, we have several ways that you can get involved. Over on Facebook, you can follow me at Let's Grow with C. Maria. That's my professional fan page. Join me there. You can follow me. You can converse with me. You can talk with me there. We also have several groups there. WOW, W-O-W-W, Women of Wisdom and Worth. You can stop in, get your fill of motivation and inspiration, and keep it moving throughout your day. Sometimes we just need that added boost to help us make it to our next level and through that next moment. So that's what WOW is all about. We have two groups for FOCUS. FOCUS is a trademarked acronym. It stands for Females Offering Clarity, Unity, and Success. We have our Open Urban group, which is FOCUS, of course, Females Offering Clarity, Unity, and Success. That's where you can come in, post almost anything within respect and reason. Share what you have going on in your lives with one another. That's the group for that. We have Focus Females Global. That is our global professional group. And there, if you're ready to go to that next level, reach out and one of our admins will welcome you into the group. And if we find out that you're not a good fit at this time or you're not ready for that walk, we will give you resources to guide you to whom you need to be with to prepare you for that next level and that journey, because that journey is long and it could be treacherous and tumultuous, but you have to be ready for that. We don't want anyone jumping from plan A to plan Z if they're not ready, because they haven't experienced B through Y. Over on Google Plus, we have the Relationship Recovery Group there. That's my international worldwide coaching group. We have members there from all over the world. We have coaches, counselors, everyday people who are just trying to make it through. We come together as one big family. There are so many now with the name Relationship Recovery for us. You will see a picture of a tree-lined sky with multiple colors of pinks, blues, purples, things like that. And the writing says the story of a good life in four words: respect, honesty, trust, loyalty, the end. That's our group. Plus, you'll see me as a member there. We have over 1,000 members there, and so many people get hung up on numbers. And for me, so many people have, I've got 20,000 people in my group, and 20,000 people don't come there every week. 20,000 people don't respond. It's about helping those people who are ready to be helped. So many people think that someone told them that when you say that you have XYZ and this and that, my analytics speak for themselves. There are people out there who are watching what I do. When people come to me, they come to me and ask to be on my show. I'm not going out there trying to impress anyone. There are so many people who say, we heard your show, or your show was referred to us, and oh my gosh, we love this about you, or that about you, or this about your program, or blah, blah, blah. They love certain things about it. They love Simon because he's a male and he's on this show, and that to a lot of people, they find that quite attractive to be telling the truth about it and to keep you in awe over that. So many people just think for some reason that men cannot show that vulnerable side. Men cannot have conversations about feelings. Well, I'm here to tell you, Simon is a classic example. Eugene is still on travel. If he were here, he's another one that talks freely. We talk quite often about things. And you'd be surprised as a woman the insights that you can get from talking to a man. But so many of us, society has said, we're supposed to be this and men are this and blah, 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 and women are that. We don't come together for anything. So I am thankful for this platform, even though it's my platform created from the universe to me to bring into fruition in this world. The bottom line is that even if this wasn't my platform, I'd probably be involved with it because of what it stands for, as long as it had a host that's kind of sort of like me. But the bottom line is simple. These are all of the things that I am so thankful for because these are the things that mean the most. Our websites, mine is www.cmariawall.com. And just so you know that all of our programs from cmariawall.com to the Saturday Morning Motivation, the Sunday Morning Inspiration, Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio, all of our virtual and real world programs are sponsored by an organization called the Wall Foundation Incorporated. That is an IRS approved and recognized 501c3 tax-exempt nonprofit, and we do need your support to keep our programs moving. Giving Tuesday is coming up. You can go to any of our websites, punch on any of the active donation tools to donate. If you want to donate, and here in the U.S., your donations are tax-deductible to the fullest extent of current laws. We need your support to keep us moving, to keep us expanding, to keep us growing. This show, it costs money to keep this show going. It costs money to keep Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio going. It costs money to keep the Sunday Morning Motivation going. It costs money for us to keep most of our programs up and running. And for those of you who don't know, let me tell you a little bit about some of our programs, Shine, Smile, Echo, and Shiro. Echo stands for Empowering Communities Through Hope and Outreach. This is a program that we have to reach out to our communities, to help our communities to keep vocational programs for empowerment and success. Shiro, sisters helping to enlighten and encourage young girls to show respect for oneself and others. That's Shiro. SHINE program stands for self-esteem, healing, inspiration, nurturing, encouragement, and empowerment for our young people. It's a program for girls and women to build a healthy foundation for their future. We do have a brother program for the young men as well that teaches them things like vocational programs like wood shop and working with saws and all that, you know, equipment and stuff like that. And if there are people out there who need help with putting in hardwood floors or doing a type of construction work, we have a program for that. SMILE, Success, Motivation, Ingenuity, Leadership, and Empowerment. That is our program for the young entrepreneurs who are looking to take things to the next level. It's for tweens, teens, young and older people who are ready to develop their leadership skills for survival in the personal and business worlds. So again, these are our programs. This is what we do. We need your support. We need you to get people involved. Invite your friends to our programs. We are going to start having special guests on in 2018 again. You never know if we might have someone from the government, from Hollywood, to our own neighborhoods. We have authors. We have all types of movements and shakers. I've had shamans on the program. I have had people from all over the world, from Hollywood, stars to share their stories. All types of people have come through. So you never know who I may have at any given point in time. But these are people who have awesome stories to share. Real people, real stories, real hurt, real healing. That's what these programs are about. That is what we do. So until next time, as always, guess what I'm about to do? I am about to pray each and every one of you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. I also pray you enough rain to make those gardens of yours grow beautifully. I pray you enough smiles to turn the frown that you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way or knocking at your door from this very moment and beyond. Know that you are not alone. Oh, and our other website is thewallfoundationinc.org. That's thewallfoundationinc.org. For so many of you, we just did our infamous Black Friday sale. I am selling a lot of my personal prints of my new artwork. But those of you who don't know, as much as I am an accomplished musician, I'm also an artist. I am a photographer and I paint. I'm into the new fluid art now and abstracts, which is my calling, I believe. And those are all up for sale as well. Simon, thank you so much for, I'm so glad that you enjoyed the show again. Look forward to talking to you, of course, throughout the week over on social media. And that's another thing, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, so many of our guests and our participants, they come as guests and they leave as friends and or family to me. So again, that's what these shows are all about, and I hope that, and I believe that that's one of the things that makes us so popular throughout the world, is the fact that we don't seem like it's all about business. Yes, I share certain things because I just want people to come by and look at my paintings and tell me what they think, and if they make you feel a certain way, you just like looking at them, which are some of the comments that I'm getting. That's wonderful. When you tell me that you like looking at it and you can see whatever you find, because each piece is an abstract, and I know what my intentions were for it, but when I listen to the viewers and they tell me what they see in the pictures, raging seas, so many people see the mermaid sitting on the side watching the churning waters, and another one, I just did the bird of paradise. So many people can see the bird in that, or some of my photography where they can see the face and the web and things of that nature. Again, it is amazing how things help people to heal in this world and how they can look and find things and take them out of that place that they're in for a few moments where they can just look at the artwork and just takes them to a different place, and it makes them somber and they can just allow their minds to wander and it takes everything off of whatever's going on in their lives. That's why I do what I do. And hugs and love to you as well, Simon. I'm so glad that our chat room is working and I can see your messages today. Thank you so much for being here as always. Thank you all for being here. A number, if you ever need someone, 202-618-2556. That's 202-618-2556. That's a way for you to reach out. I'll be sure to get that message. They'll give them to me, and I will be the one to respond back to you, especially if you're in crisis mode or something. You will be hearing from me personally, not one of my staff, because I want to make sure that you're okay. And so many people are like, why do you do this? Because I'm compelled to do so, because I feel better when I do so, because I was born in a place where I was silent and put in a hole and in the darkness where I didn't matter in this world. So when I discovered my voice, I decided that I would become the voice for everyone who was in a dark place that I was in. I decided to do that. And that's why I do what I do. Because I've been there, done that. And when you're with someone who's truly been there and done that and knows what you're feeling, that makes all the difference in the world from what I'm told. And if I'm here to be an angel on earth for all of the people who've called me just that, then fine. Do so. And yes, I say it that way because I'm just feeling like I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And so many people think, no, most people wouldn't do this, and I need to understand the impact that I'm bringing on their lives. And I'm still learning that. But I'm glad and I'm thankful that God sent me back here so that I could continue to be an angel on earth for so many others. So until next time, be well, be blessed. Continue to pay it and pray it forward. I'll see many of you right back here next week as we continue our Know Thy Worth series for 2017 as we come down the wire to the end of the year in preparation for going into the new year. As powerful and awesome as we can be, filled with plenty of purpose. So until then, I'm C. Maria Wall. Wishing each and every one of you a wonderful, wonderful remainder of your day and the rest of your week, and I'll see you back here again at 8 a.m. next Sunday morning for another session of the Sunday Morning Inspiration. Until then, be well, be blessed, and I hope to see you soon. Take care.
Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. Oh, the way that God loves me. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.